This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, February 26th. God's word to you today is The Exchange, and this is part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalms 126, verses 1 to 2, from the King James Version, and it says, "When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then our mouths were filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord had done this great thing for them." God is trading his beauty for our ashes, and he is doing it in every area. God is giving us beauty for ashes, from sorrow to joy. God is giving us joy in the place of sorrow. Psalm 30 verse 11 says, "You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy." From barrenness to fruitfulness, from sorrow to joy, from bondage to freedom. Joshua 5 verse 9 says, "Then the Lord said to Joshua, today I have rolled away the shame of your slavery in Egypt." So that place has been called Gilgal to this day. God will roll away every shame of slavery in the name of Jesus, from barrenness to fruitfulness, from sorrow to joy, from bondage to freedom, from loss to recovery, in Jesus' name. God will cause you to recover in your health, in your finances, and in every area where you have experienced a setback, in the mighty name of Jesus. Please read 1 Samuel 30, verses 18 to 19 from the King James Version. This is so powerful. David recovered all. Olufemi Monehin, you will recover all. Call your own name. Personalize this declaration, because you will recover all in the mighty name of Jesus. From barrenness to fruitfulness, from sorrow to joy, from bondage to freedom, from loss to recovery, from death to life, in the name of Jesus. Please read John 11 verses 43 to 44. Everything that is holding you bound will lose its grip, and God will let you go in the mighty name of Jesus. From barrenness to fruitfulness, from sorrow to joy, from bondage to freedom, from loss to recovery, from death to life, from poverty to wealth. I am done apologizing for poverty. I am done. Let the people that want poverty carry it. Femi Monehin has nothing to do with poverty. You will have nothing to do with poverty in the mighty name of Jesus. Please read the entire chapter of 2 Corinthians chapter 8. People say it is not about money, finances, that Paul was talking about, the riches of Christ in heavenly places. Please read your Bible. Paul was making a case to the Corinthian church. He said they had excelled in the grace of public speaking, charismatic leaders, spiritual gifts, and so on. Then he said, "I want you to also excel in the grace to give, and the reason is that it is tied to finances." 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9 says, "You know the generous grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty he could make you rich, make you remain on the same level struggling, make you comfortable a little bit." The more I read the Bible, the more I see money in this scripture. Why do you want to put wool over my eyes? This is God's word. Jesus became poor so that I can become wealthy. Listen, the same way he took upon himself the chastisement that brought us peace, the same way by his wounds we were healed, in the same way by his poverty we are released into wealth, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. He's turned my mourning into dancing again. He's lifted my sorrows. I can't stay silent. I must sing, for his joy has come. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. we invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.